Looking down from up here inside the helicopter, I can see the remnants of the Korma camp for the displaced persons. The camp has been reduced to a pile of rubble, ashes, and smoldering wood. Some 1,000 families were living here. They are now living outside under the open sky and under the shades of desert shrubs.
The fire caused great losses. 1,000 families, making more than 4,000 individuals, have been affected. We need an instant help. It is a tragedy. People have no shelter, food, or water. Though UNAMID and other humanitarian organizations are helping, we need more assistance. People live on the open skies. Children are particularly suffering terribly. There is a possibility of an outbreak of diseases.
That is the voice of Bashar Ahmad, leader of the camp's fire committee. It all started quickly and unexpectedly. People were settling down for their Ramadan breakfast, according to camp residents, when the inferno quickly surrounded them, blazing out of control. Yusuf Mustafa is the camp leader.
The cause of the fire was a deliberate act by a jilted woman, her husband married over her, and out of jealousy, she set the house on fire.
I am standing here in the middle of the camp, Korma camp, which has actually been burnt out, totally burnt out. The whole camp has been reduced to a pile of rubble, ashes and smoldering wood and items. Around me there are carcasses of animals who have perished because of the fire, donkeys, and the smell is so foul, putrid smell. Even a week after, there is a very putrid smell that drifts like incense over the hills and valleys of this village. This is the camp which, before the fire, it housed, I'm told, more than 18,000 internally displaced people. Now they are nowhere to be seen. Some of them are gathering in groups outside, sitting around aimlessly. They have nowhere to go.
We also have to thank UNAMID for the support in logistics and helping providing the water bladders and trucking the water, as well as making sure the supplies reach here in a safe manner.
Ami Martin from OCHA. Then the head of UNAMID mission, Ambassador Kingsley Mamabolo, was given a chance to speak.
We came to see with our own eyes what happened here, the tragedy that befell you. But we also came to commiserate with you, to convey our deepest regret, our condolences to those who died. We are aware of the terrible extent of the tragedy. So many families that are affected. But we also came to say the United Nations cares, to see what relief we can bring at these difficult times. This happens at a very difficult time. It shouldn't be happening here in Darfur. You shouldn't be here if things were normal.
Later on, I caught up with the head of UNAMID, Mr. Mamabolo, and asked him, based on what he has witnessed, what were the priorities in terms of needs?
To come here, this was the main objective, to be in solidarity with them, to convey our condolences and to sympathize with the tragedy that has happened to them, and to see so that we can have a first-hand experience of what actually occurred, and it's been devastating. We went around and it's tragic. It's unimaginable indeed that people live in conditions which they do. The environment itself, the weather, everything, very difficult, and to have the strategy. But as I was saying in my speech, that the biggest solution to this problem is a solution to the conflict itself. And so I think situations, scenes like this, pushes us even more to try and see how and what needs to be done by the international community, by the government of Sudan, by the people of Sudan, to resolve once and foremost these problems that create these conditions of perpetual suffering of the people.
Yes, but that's a long-term solution. Now, in any emergency situation, which this is an emergency situation, you cannot really do enough. And people have high hopes on UNAMID. I hope you can manage the expectations of the people here. In which way?
Well, listen, we can do the best we can with expectations. We have come here not just as UNAMID. We came as UN family. And as you can see, we have come with a whole lot of relief supplies, food, clothing, and so on. It may not still be enough. But I think what this incident has done has also attracted more focus by the international community.
UNAMID's head of mission, Ambassador Kingsley Mamabolo. And that's how our visit came to an end. After 2 hours in the stricken village, during which we saw harrowing things, carcasses of animals and burnt houses. Some 200 donkeys and cattle had suffered a particularly painful death. Indeed, we left the camp behind us with heavy hearts, thinking about how vulnerable men, women, and children will spend yet another night in the cold. From Darfur, this is Jumbe Omari Jumbe for Radio UNAMID.